If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What is up, everyone? Time for another episode of Poke Man Cave. We're actually recording during the daytime for once. Thankfully, I'm in a little bit better shape than my co-host Bambi here.
What's new?
Yeah. So if you listen to the podcast tonight, you'll notice that things are a little different, both in content. I'm actually in the process of editing that episode as we speak, kind of thing. While my co-host was a little late, I was in the middle of editing as well. There's a lot that I've got to potentially bleep out or modify, because I just don't know how far I can take it before Acast goes, whoa, buddy.
Can you list it as like an educational?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to, because that's, I don't know. There's a lot of interesting wording in that podcast. Mm-hmm. But we were also slightly inebriated, sorry. Yeah.
I feel abbreviated this
abbreviated.
One.
I'm tired. I actually had a decent night's sleep for once, but then went to the gym and beat the living crap out of myself. My co-host decided that it would be fun to sleep in a gaming chair, passed out, and wake up with a nice little hangover after last night. So, I mean, we're
doing good. Say they want a game, they got a game, and then, you know, they continue playing even though you fell asleep.
Yeah. Good teammates, though.
Yeah, with the carry.
We'll just roll her into the ditch and we'll just keep on playing. So, we were discussing a little bit as to what was going to happen in this podcast. One of the things, though, that kind of made us giggle was that the Pokemon COO expects Pokemon to go for hundreds of years. Not just a hundred, but hundreds. Apparently, our grandchildren's 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 are going to be playing Pokemon well after we're long gone. But in a recent interview with Lad Bible, the COO said that our goal is to keep passing on Pokemon to the next gen over the span of hundreds of years. That's a bit optimistic. let's look at the next, I don't know, 50 years and go from there, okay, bud? He goes on to say, in order to do that, of course, we need to make sure that we are still keeping the younger gen, the kids, interested. Which, yeah, I mean, it's the younger gen that originally started it all. But, I mean, he goes on to say that one thing I can say, kids are very, very honest. They don't play with things that they're not interested in. If your brand feels like it's something that's old or boring, they will immediately dismiss it. The challenge is to make Pokemon feel new and exciting for the younger gen. It's easy to focus on adults. They have a lot of disposable income, which that's really debatable right about now. I mean, in Canada here, we're, you know, let's not beat around the bush. We're essentially in a recession. Nobody wants to say we're in a recession because nobody likes that word, but we're essentially in a recession. Cost of living is astronomical. I mean, hell, my mortgage just went up $700. I mean, life sucks when you have debt or a house or you have to buy gas. It sucks. And I don't understand where people would have the disposable income. You know, considering 5 years ago, if you had a joint income of $100,000 or more, you were essentially rich. Whereas now, $100,000 split between a family, you're essentially just floating above lower to middle class. But He goes on to say that you can see the reactions in real time on social media. But on the other hand, kids, they have maybe just a few dollars that they like to spend on more things that they're interested in. Now, of course, these are really, really big claims for Pokemon to be saying that, oh, you know, we'll just focus on the younger gen. Yeah, the older gen will give us an instant reaction, but it's the old, it's the younger gen that will continue us forward because they're more interested in XYZ. So if we can't cater to XYZ, then we're not going to live on long term. Now, that's true and all. But at the same time, whether you like to admit it or not, their little bit of money is technically our money. You know, we're the ones that give them the allowance. We're the ones that pays little Johnny down the street to cut our lawn. It's our money. You know, that's not, you know, let's not get that confused. So, yes, you do have to cater to the young gen, but you also got to realize that it's the older gen that's still paying for your product, whether you think so or not. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about that? Like, do they think or do you think that they're going to last for hundreds and hundreds of years?
I don't know if hundreds and hundreds, because I think a main selling point that keeps things alive is the fact that they reboot, you know, and they reappeal to the original generation, which was us, you know, RIP 90 kids or 90s kids. But I would love to say that it would continue forever. However, like, for instance, I just saw the new set that's coming in November and I don't want any part of it. Like,
yeah,
I just don't care. And I was so excited for Obsidian, not because I like the Terra thing. I just like the promo card, really. That's it, and the color of the box.
I like pretty things.
Interested in it, you know?
And yeah, so I mean,
new Pokemon designs are horrible. Horrible. Yes.
I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, a lot of these artists are artists that we grew up with, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's great. You know, they're continuing on 20 something years down the road, but they're also evolving their artists or their skills, so to speak, mm-hmm. which is very good. I mean, it's always great to improve your skills, but sometimes we just like, you know, sometimes the older artwork just hits better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sort of. You get those ones where it's like, what was it? The artwork that looked like it was a stitched Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, those are okay.
They're cute.
Yeah, it's essentially, yeah, it's a cute artwork.
The Tribion Mushrooms artworks, those are fun.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, same time, I mean, nothing beats, like, you can have full art, 60,000 swirls and all this crap in it, but nothing beats the classic Windows 2000 background on the Pokemon card. You
know? Brilliant.
I mean, I saw a documentary of how they do that, and honestly, it looked like they actually, in some cases, they literally took like a Windows 98, Windows 2000 background, mm-hmm. zoomed in on one part, and boom, there's Ponyta's background.
That's hilarious.
It's freaking phenomenal. It's like, wow, you literally just copy paste and zoomed, and there's your background. Like, good job. But hey, it worked.
That's funny.
Now, last week, no, was it last week? It would be last week. I'm so confused. Yeah, it would be last week. We discussed the Pokemon VGC. Maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. The VGC 2023 team, or teams, plural, that were disqualified at Worlds for being hacked. However, a new report suggests that roughly half of the Pokemon VGC 2023 teams were actually hacked. It gets a whole lot worse, and they actually broke it down in a table based on player league, and some of these are like really, really screwed up. we'll start from the bottom and work our way up, because it gets better as you go up, I suppose. Ish. So first off is Korean. They had, so this is all out of 856 teams, okay? So out of Korea, they had 0 legal teams and 3 hacked teams.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. But then it gets worse. Italian, again, 0 legal teams and 5 hacked teams. Then you move up to Spanish. They actually did have some legal teams, They only had three, though, compared to 27 hacked teams. And then it got worse again with German. They had two legal teams and 11 hacked teams. Now, there's two Chinese. There's Chinese S, which I believe that's what, standardized Chinese, I think. Maybe. They had four legal teams, but 34 hacked teams. Then you move up into us, English, the most of this whole table. 228 legal teams, which is very impressive. But 282 hacked teams.
Yeah, flips there.
Yeah, yeah. But then it gets slightly better. You get Chinese T, which I believe is traditional. They had 13 legal teams and 12 hacked teams. So almost 50-50, which is really, really bad. And then for some odd reason, Japanese, apparently they didn't get the memo that you could use hacked teams, or at least try and get away with hacked teams, because they had 220 legal teams, but maybe only 12 hacked.
That, maybe they were the ones that tipped them off, and they're like, we'll only put a couple hacked teams in there.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, sprinkle it in.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe they told everyone else, hey, guys, you can use whatever Pokemon you want, blah, blah, blah.
That way.
And, I mean, places like Korea, Italian, and Spanish and Germany, they're like, hell yeah, we'll just max out on hack teams. Canada, I mean, or English, Canada and U.S., I guess, they were almost split 50-50 down the board. What was it? 60-47. So.
They didn't understand.
Yeah, they didn't quite understand. According to data, roughly 17% of the World Championship teams had hacked Pokemon on them. Possibly even the champion actually had hacked Pokemon on his team and wasn't caught. Now, again, to be clear, just because these Pokemon were hacked does not mean that they had stronger, or they were stronger than their competitors. More often than not, hacked Pokemon are used to save time in grinding and raising the Pokemon themselves. They did go on to say that some will even trade with someone else to build teams that are left unaware if the Pokemon they received was built legally or not. So a lot of the time, I mean, they could have just traded with somebody not knowing that the Pokemon that they're receiving is hacked. They just look at the stats and go, oh, look, they really grinded to even out these stats really well. Meanwhile, it's a hacked Pokemon. But there's nowhere on your database that says, hey, this Pokemon was hacked. Once you get the Pokemon traded to you. Or at least I've never seen one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? It could have been an issue where people are getting Pokemon through trades and just not realizing it. Or maybe people were specifically looking for hacked Pokemon. You know, going on message boards saying, hey, I need a Pokemon with XYZ for attack, defense, and so on and so forth. That could also happen. But, I mean, we're never really going to know. I mean, nobody's going to actually tell the truth. Nobody's going to actually sit down and say, yeah, I went on Discord or whatever, or and asked people for a hacked Pokemon for Worlds. I mean, that's career suicide if you freaking do that. Be interesting to see what happens next year for Worlds in 2024. Again, as of right now, it's in Hawaii. Unless Hawaii burns to a crisp, but... apparently they got the fire under control, but you know, still quite a ways before the next Worlds anything can happen. Moving on to something that could either be really, really funny or really, really embarrassing. Maybe more funny. I decided that we're gonna do a little quiz.
No, oh my gosh, I totally forgot to look up the cheats.
Oh yeah, there we go. See, good old Bambi tries to cheat.
0 out of 0.
So there's only 11.
Only 11.
I'm sure you'll get the majority of these. I would hope so.
Mm-mm.
I mean, a lot of these names are very, very common actor, like voice actors. So you should get it, theoretically.
Theoretically. You're asking the girl that fell asleep in a gaming chair.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you are a little at a disadvantage. You're you're fresh from a knockout, essentially.
Literally.
Yeah. Now, right. This quiz actually comes on the heels of the voice actor for Super Mario stepping down after 27 years. So the, what the hell was his name?
Yeah, see, don't know his name. There's one, Lost.
Charles Martinet. Yeah, Charles Martinet. He's 67, and he announced his retirement this month. The company's mascot is due to be given a vocal makeover for the first time since 1991. So, like I said before, there's only 11 questions. So technically, you need a 6 to pass. The first one, honestly, if you don't get the first one, I'm embarrassed for you. Because this should be very, very easy. So, Nancy Cartwright has been voicing this famous character for 34 years. The beloved animated rebel is known for always getting into trouble and never following the rules.
Okay, one more time.
Nancy Cartwright has been voicing the famous character for 34 years. The beloved animated rebel is known for always getting into trouble and never following the rules.
That does not narrow it down.
Really?
Okay. But, well, come on. Beloved anime character that is voiced and gets in a ton of trouble. Like, that does not narrow it down.
For 34 years.
For 34 years.
What anime has been going on for 34 years?
A few. Thank you. She was, wait. Okay, hang on. Is one of them, totally, hang on, wait. Are they?
You're totally cheating.
No, I'm not. You're attached to my computer. You'd be hearing the typing.
That's true. Oh, you can be looking on your phone.
Well, I mean, if they, yeah.
Ah, there we go.
I guess. I could. Okay. Are they yellow?
Okay, I'll give you that. Yes, they're yellow.
Perfect. It's The Simpsons. So, Bart?
Okay. So you're going with Bart. We'll find out at the end if you were right.
Actually, didn't she voice a few of them?
Yes. Yeah, she voiced actually quite a few characters.
So it's a toss-up between Bart and What's-His-Ass.
What's-His-Ass? I don't remember that Simpsons character.
Going with Bart.
This is another one that you should get this one. Tom Kenny is known for facing sweet, good-natured characters, and this famous children's favorite is no exception. He's been the face behind the mic for this wholesome protagonist since 1999.
Tom Kenny, hang on. That's really familiar. He was the voice. I always thought it was funny because one of his characters has the same name. Didn't he voice Tom out of Tom and Jerry?
I'm not sure.
I think he did, but okay. So wait, what was the hint one more time?
So this one was a little harder for a hint, but this famous children's favorite is no exception. He's been the face behind the mic for this wholesome protagonist since 1999.
Who else did he do? The only one I know he did, he was part of Tom and Jerry for one of the seasons.
I'll give you a hint.
I think he did Cat Dog.
Think water.
Oh, Christ. He's the voice of SpongeBob, isn't he?
Yep.
Boom. I was obsessed with SpongeBob when I was younger. I'm definitely a goofy goober.
Oh, God. Now, you should know who this actress is. And for the love of God, I mean, if you don't know this one, I mean.
No pressure.
Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yep. Lent her distinct voice to a famous cartoon about an American family. She has been playing this role since 1999.
Now, okay, hang on. She voiced Meg in Family Guy. She voiced, what was that movie she just did? You said since 1999?
She's been voicing this actual character from 1999.
Has Family Guy been around that long?
Can neither confirm nor deny that.
I'm going to go with Meg, because she's the longest outstanding character that I can think of.
Although, you realize Meg also had a different voice actress at the beginning, right?
No.
Yeah, Meg had a different voice actress for, I believe, the first couple episodes, if not the first season.
Oh, man.
But, okay. Number 4, Will Arnett. Let's see here. Has earned high praise for his performance as the titular character of a bittersweet animated show. The actor combined both comedy and drama in his performance.
He's also voiced a lot of characters, but not anything long standing that I know of. Like, the only thing I, every time I think of Will Arnett, I just think Arrested Development.
Yeah, I mean, so do I.
That one I don't know.
Okay. So, I mean, okay. So I'll leave it blank for now, but number five.
Wait, was okay. The hit? I just remember. I know one show that he's voiced, for sure.
Okay.
He did BoJack Horseman.
Is that the answer you're going with?
That's the only one I got, so yep.
Okay. Number five. I mean, you've got to get this. This is Pokemon related. Sarah Natacheny has voiced this character for 18 years in the English dub.
I'm going with Ash.
I mean, yeah. I'm just going to tell you right now. Yeah, you got that one correct. if you didn't get that correct, holy crap. Now, here's where it gets a little harder. Number six is Don Messick. He passed away in 97 at the age of 71. For decades, brought one of the most famous animated dogs to life. The franchise still exists and continues to create new content to this day. Famous animated dog, and the show still continues and creates new content to this day.
Okay, let me think of famous dogs here. Clifford.
Was Kurt. Clifford around for decades, though?
I mean, they just made a new movie.
Okay.
Courage the Cowardly Dog, who's not around anymore. That was such a good show. What other famous dogs are there other than Paw Patrol right now?
That has not been around for decades. If you say Paw Patrol, oh my god.
Scooby-Doo. That's a famous dog.
Yeah.
That one's been around a long time. I remember watching that a long time ago.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Oh.
It's been around for quite some time, yeah.
But they're not really doing more now, are they? They're still doing Scooby-Doo stuff?
Yep. Yeah, they still do Scooby-Doo.
Okay. So far that one and Clifford. But I'm going to go... Oh, I'll go with Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
We'll nail that down.
All right. Number seven. Walt Disney lives far beyond the characters he created, but few may know which one of them he voiced well until 1947.
I feel like a dumbass if I get this wrong, but did Walt Disney ever voice Mickey Mouse?
He could have.
I'm going to go with that answer, and I hope I'm right.
Okay. Now, this is going to be a fun one. I don't think you'll get this. Alan Reed was the voice behind one of the most popular cartoon characters in the 60s.
In the 60s?
Yep.
Alan Reed. He's the guy that did Flintstones, right?
Could have.
My final answer.
Which Flintstone, though?
He voiced, it's not Barney, it's, Fred.
Okay.
I know that because all my patients used to watch that.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
H. John Benjamin is a well-known voice actor who found fame with roles including Sterling Archer in Archer and Carl in Family Guy. But his famed role, he plays a family man who's also running a restaurant with his wife and children.
Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you got that one wrong, holy shit.
Phrasing. I love Archer.
Oh, I loved it. It sucked so bad when Mallory, the voice actor for Mallory, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because like she was like the greatest part of that freaking show alongside Archer. Number 10 is Trey Parker. Now, the pair are well known for creating a show together, which has been running since 1997. Trey voices its most popular and problematic character.
1990. What kind of hint is that?
An animated cartoon from Trey Parker and Matt Stone from 1997.
Okay. Once you said Matt Stone.
Okay, yeah.
He voices Cartman, I think. He either voices Cartman or he voices, is it Stan? No, I think it's Cartman.
You going with Cartman?
I'm going with Cartman. Second, I knew who it was.
And finally, number 11, Mark Hamill.
Oh, Mark Hamill's voiced some good characters.
Oh, hell yeah. So, of course, he played the hero who saves the galaxy in Star Wars, but Mark Hamill's most famous voice acting role is nowhere near Luke Skywalker. The voice actor, who is now 71, truly leaned into the dark side of the Force to bring this signature villain to life.
He voiced one of the Jokers. Okay. He voiced... Give me the clue one more time.
He truly leaned into the dark side of the Force to bring this signature villain to life.
Didn't he do Darth... No, that was... Oh, gosh, who's the guy that does Lion King, too? That's going to bother me now, too. Okay, I'm embarrassed now. Hamill. He voiced... We're obviously talking about one of his Star Wars roles, right?
I'll give you a hint. It is not Star Wars related.
Okay. That helps me then. clue one more time.
He leaned into the dark side of the Force.
How is it not Star Wars related with that clue? First off.
Right, yeah. To bring this signature villain to life.
What other villains did he voice besides one of the Jokers?
I mean, you can go with that.
That's all I got.
Want to take a stab in the dark with Joker then?
Yeah, we'll go with that one. That's the only one I can for sure remember that he did.
Okay, so that was the end of it. And, I mean, you did surprisingly well. Very surprisingly well.
They weren't as off the wall as I thought they were.
So, number one. Nancy Cartwright. You got that correct. She does voice Bart Simpson.
And the other half of the show.
She does Nelson Muntz, Ralph Wiggum, Todd Flanders, Kearney, Database, and Maggie.
She voices Maggie?
Yep. Oh, yeah, she does this in order to do the pacifier sucking. She does this weird thing with her tongue and her lower lip, I think.
That sounds dirty.
It's weird. Like, if you see her do the motion to make that sucking noise, it's really disturbing. But it's like, I mean, that's really freaking awesome voice acting, the way that she does it. She, I mean, you can see it all over YouTube. She does so many examples of how she does the voices and everything. And yeah, Maggie's is literally just a combination of like lower lip and tongue movement or something that creates that signature like pacifier sucking noise.
Hmm.
And then she just pitches her voice real high and squeaks and everything for like the googles and gaggles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number two, Tom Kenny. You got that right. It was SpongeBob.
Boom.
He also does Gary, the French narrator, and Patchy the Pirate.
Oh, I forgot he did Patchy the Pirate.
Yep.
I knew he did Gary, too.
Yep. He does the meow.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, for Mila Kunis. You got that correct. It is Meg. She does play Meg from Family Guy. Number four, you got that correct. For Will and Arnett, it was BoJack Horseman.
Yay! I love that show.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched a little bit of it, but haven't dived too deep into it, but it's pretty funny. Number five, Sarah Nestucheny. Thank God you got this correct. It was Ash Ketchum. Number six, Don Messix. He does play Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Dom also voiced Scooby-Doo and other small characters in the franchise through the 70s and well into the 90s. Basically from 69 up into the 70s and then again into the 90s is when he did Scooby.
Gotcha.
Now, number seven, Walt Disney. He did voice Mickey from 1928 into the 1940s.
Boom.
Number eight, Alan Reed. He did play Fred Flintstone in the Flintstones.
That one was easy for me.
Now, of course, number nine.
I got it.
John Benjamin definitely was Bob from Bob's Burgers. Yep. I mean, again, like that's a really easy hint.
That was a very easy hint.
Number 10, Trey Parker does in fact do Eric Cartman. He also does Stan Marsh, Randy Marsh, and Mr. Garrison.
Okay, so I wasn't wrong. I almost said Stan.
Yeah, but I mean, in hindsight, Cartman is way more troubled than Stan is.
True.
Number 11. This is where you had some difficulty. Mark Hamill does, in fact, play the Joker.
Hey!
From a handful of projects across the years, including Batman, the animated series, mm-hmm. Superman, the animated series, the new Batman Adventures, Justice League, Static Shock, Robot Chicken, Batman, The Mask of the Phantasm, Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker.
I liked a lot of his Jokers. They're cool. I like the art style.
But his Joker in like the games is freaking phenomenal. I loved it so much. And finally, time for our good old Pokemon battle. Which, I mean, again, apparently you needed a hint at one point.
Yep, I took two L's recently. Now I need a hint.
Yeah, I mean, you're hurting now. Now, would you like to go first for your first Pokemon, or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right.
You took the win. That means you get to go first.
Oh, okay. Well, then if that's going to be the case, I'll be going first for foreseeable future.
We'll see.
Okay. Number one, I have Durant. A bug steel type.
Okay. That's going up against Thundurus. I picked that because if I pull one more Thundurus card out of an Obsidian pack, I'm going to lose it. Lose it.
So you are electric flying. You're weak against rock and ice, which is neither of me. You're half resistant to bug, half resistant to steel. I think you might take the win on that one.
Of course, Thunderass wins.
Yeah.
I'm going to make custom Thunderass undies for all my streamer friends. Since, you know, all you can pull out of Obsidian right now is either Thunderous, Toxicity, Palafin, or Gita. Everyone gets Gita.
Gita, yeah. Lost. Jesus, Murphy.
Oh. Thunderass for the win.
Thunderass.
I was like that guy that eats a bunch of Indian food and then has a hard time.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Ew.
You're welcome for that image.
Oh, that's scarring. Now, what did you get for number two? Because this might be... Hopefully it's in my favor.
I went with Talonflame.
Really? Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
For that one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you are a fire flying. So you're weak against rock, water, and electric. I went with Togepi.
Really?
Obviously, fairy type, only weak against poison and steel. Ox, well, you're half resistant to fairy. Yeah, shit. Well, I mean, I gotta look here because, I mean, you know, of course a fucking ad pops up. So, you're fire flying. Yeah. I take one damage from fire. Same from flying.
I win!
I think you, yeah, you got that one.
That's 2 for 2.
Yeah, that's 2 for 2. Third one. This is where my legendary comes in. I picked Entei.
Really?
Yeah, straight up fire type.
Oh my goodness. I went with Latias.
Oh, okay.
That was my legendary pick spot, too.
Dragon Psychic. Well, shit. Okay, so I'm weak against ground, rock, and water, which is neither of you. But
no, above.
Yeah, but you're half resistant to fire. You actually might get this one as well.
You know what's funny? I almost went with Latios.
You should have.
I was like, well, I'm still one at that point.
Yeah, I'm normal damage against dragon, and I believe it was flying or psychic. Sorry. Yeah, I think you got that one. Fuck.
For three.
Okay.
This is what happens. All week.
Yeah, I take normal damage against both Dragon and Psychic. Yeah, so you would have had that. All right. What did you get for number four?
Executor.
Which one?
Executor.
Oh, Executor.
Big Pom. Executor, thank you.
Jeez. Grass Psychic type?
Yep.
Ooh. Okay, I finally win this one.
Yeah?
I finally win. I went with Lotad.
What?
Water grass tick.
That's crazy. I almost picked him.
Oh, wait. No, maybe not. Fuck. No. Are you kidding me?
This is what we like to call a sweep.
Oh, what the fuck? So I'm 2 times a week against flying, poison, and bug, which is neither of you. I'm water and grass. You're both half resistant to both water and grass. You're grass psychic. Low time. And I'm 1 normal against grass and psychic. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Jesus. What the hell? This is what I get for going easy, apparently.
No, no, no. This is what you get for talking all that smack always. Thunder ass coming to clap. Okay, watch out.
Yeah. Okay. Number 5, I have Grievered.
Isn't that the little Scotty dog thing?
Yep, ghost dog.
Grievered.
Yep.
I went with Toxicroak.
Poison fighting type. Okay. Goddamn. All right. I swear to God. I don't know what's worse. The fact that you're sweeping me or the fact of these fucking ads.
To be fair, though, I have been in a group discussion with all the streamer friends because I said I got wiped down twice and I needed better Pokemon. So we've gone back and forth for the last week.
Okay, so you take normal damage from Ghost. I'm only weak against Ghost and Dark, which is neither of you.
Nope.
So you take normal damage from Ghost. You are poison fighting. I'm resistant to poison. You were fighting, mm-hmm. I think. I'm resistant against poison, and fighting does not affect me.
So I think I'd take the L on that one. You might.
Yeah, I would take that one. Yeah, because half of you doesn't even affect me. And finally, what did you get for number 6?
Bulbasaur.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I mean, I thought about picking not necessarily Bulbasaur, but like maybe Venusaur at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my daughter, because she was looking at my list as I was building it, and she's like, you should do all the starters. You realize that doesn't make sense, right? Because it would just be a mix of grass, fire, water kind of thing. Not real original there, honey. You are grass poison. I went with Pikachu.
Oh!
There's that electric that I told you about.
Uh-huh.
So, again, you're half resistant to electric. You're definitely not ground, so I'm not weak against you. Grass poison. I don't know if you take the win on that. Maybe. Yeah. Normal damage from grass, normal damage from poison.
Boom.
Yeah, so you would take that. Yeah, so, wow, that was...
Bulbasaur was the Pokemon that I picked to go up against whatever electric you had.
How did you know... How would you have guessed that...
The birds work for Kennedy.
That it would be number 6, so that's the thing.
Well, I knew you were going to put your legendary in your middle spot. And then I had a solid guess that whatever hint you gave me was either going to be first or last. So I took a gamble and picked last.
Okay, so maybe I'm... So that's true in both cases. I was either putting electric first or last. I put it last. And yeah, Entei was in the number 3 spot.
Don't doubt Bambi. Okay, I'm psychic. Master.
Yeah, yeah, you've been freaking...
designing your list the entire week without you even noticing.
Apparently. I mean, you only took freaking 1 loss for crying out loud. Oh, God. That sucked.
It was awesome.
No, great. It was not awesome.
We're great.
I'm going to have to, like, we're going to have a little bit more time between this recording and our next recording, because now we're actually ahead of schedule, in a sense. So that leaves me with, like, almost a week to, like, deep dive and really focus on this list. Just try and destroy you from the inside out.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to do a lot of research. Maybe look at some of your past choices and do some deep diving.
I almost did some revamping. like bringing the old crew back, but I didn't. So,
yeah.
But like with me, it's I always go with at least one thing that's relevant. So like, for instance, we're all ripping Obsidian right now. If I see one more Thunderous, I might lose it. it's funny because we traumatized one of our streamer friends because they hate Thundurus and Toxtricity. So we've all been sending one of our streamer friends all of our cards of those two.
Oh.
And he got one of his pack wrappers. And all the cards in it, it's like 15 cards. So it's more than actually comes in a pack. But they're all stacked in there. And he resealed it. So we're going to do like a rigged givvy. And he's like, man, thanks for coming in. I got you a free pack because, like, we're homies or whatever, and we'll rip it on stream. And it's just a bunch of thunder asses.
That's so mean.
The only time I will condone resealing a pack. It's so worth it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think that's the only time where resealing a pack is warranted. And on that note, stay tuned for the podcast tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you're listening to this Monday morning, where we have a bit of a intoxicated episode.
That I am now paying for.
Yeah, you know, like I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, Bambi woke up in a gaming chair. I woke up at about 6 o'clock this morning. Couldn't figure out why I had set my alarm, only to realize later on that, right, I set it to go to the gym. I don't really feel like getting up, but I went anyway. Now I'm kind of paying for it. I'm both a little sore, slightly foggy in the head, and I might actually just go get another coffee. I gotta go to the grocery store, and it's pretty close to a Starbucks. I might grab another latte or something.
Your bitch coffee?
Right, yeah. So the listeners don't know this, but yesterday, technically yesterday as we're recording this, I wanted a Starbucks. I didn't need a Starbucks. I wanted a Starbucks. So I went to Starbucks, and I literally, this is how badly I didn't know what the hell I wanted. I pulled up my Starbucks app and closed my eyes and just flicked my finger, and whatever it stopped on is what I was picking.
Sure.
Literally. And
sure. How that happened.
Well, so actually I think it turned out better because it was either pumpkin spice latte or this pink ass drink, dragon fruit thing.
That thing is really good. The refreshy thing.
It is really, really good. But I mean, if my man card was revoked for a pumpkin spice latte, I might as well be getting an operation right now to just remove my entire dick for getting pink refresher. Because, like, I mean, nothing screams feminine than a pink drink with ice.
Oh, goodness.
So, I don't know what the hell I want. I might get the apple crisp thing, or I might just do a cold brew.
just do a cold brew. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
But not the PSL.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't stand pumpkin spice. Take care, everyone. We'll see you again next week for what should be a more interesting, hopefully in favor of me, Pokemon battle. I got a deep dive through all the reservoirs of our past battles, and maybe I'll use that to do a little bit of research and figure out where you've gone and how you've gone and figure out how I can sweep you. Or maybe, you know, just karma's a bitch for me kicking your butt for a couple of weeks in a row. Anyway, take care, everyone. We'll see you again next week. Bye now.